The following recording is copyright 2013, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
A few years ago, I read a book in Spanish whose title translates The Two Worlds of an Indian Saint. This book was part of the official process of canonization, the investigation of the church, for the canonization in 2002 of St. Juan Diego Cuatlatoatzin. Among other things, the book examined the religious world of Juan Diego prior to the arrival of the Spaniards, and it is regarding one of the beliefs of this pre-Christian world that I would like to speak about today. Many of us have heard about the horrible human sacrifices offered by the Aztecs to Huitzilopochtli, whom the Spaniards regarded as a god of war, but whom the Aztecs considered not so much an independent god, but rather just another concrete manifestation of the one god, Omoteatl, who is the creator and ruler of the universe. Huitzilopochtli was just God's manifestation for this age, which they called the fifth sun, the age of earthquakes. His prior manifestations, according to them, had been the first sun, Ehecatl, the god of the wind, the second sun, Tlaloc, the age of water, the third sun, Huitlicuitli, age of fire, and the fourth son, Quetzalcoatl, the age of earth, who was going to return after the end of the fifth son, Huitzilopochtli, the age of earthquakes. So the Aztecs mistook the arrival of Cortez, thinking he was Quetzalcoatl, arriving to inaugurate a new era, that of the sixth son, and thus the end of the fifth sun, and with it the end of human sacrifices. By means of the apparitions of Our Lady of Guadalupe, they will discover that a new era has indeed begun, which will be an age of redemption, announced by the woman clothed with the sun, according to them, the long-awaited sixth sun, who for the new Christians like Juan Diego was also a fulfillment of what the book of Revelation says about a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head, and with child. They will see in Jesus the manifestation, and more specifically, the incarnation of the one and only God. And in Our Lady of Guadalupe, this vehicle to reveal him in words and symbols that really spoke to the people of that culture. And here I'd like to point out two of these Aztec symbols that Mary uses to make the good news of Jesus Christ understandable in an Aztec environment. The Aztec concept of in Xochitl, in Cuicatl, or something like that. Literally, flower and song. This concept of flower and song, remember the roses, the flowers of Guadalupe, and the song of the birds inviting Juan Diego to climb the hill of Tepeyac. This concept of flower and song was full of meaning for the Aztecs. For them, the flowers represent the very heart of God. And so the presence of flowers, especially at an unexpected time of the year, told them that God was present in this event. And for them, songs express everything that is the very best that the human mind can conceive. Human song, unlike that of the birds on Tepeyac, Human song was always expressed in poetry. And for them, true poetry and true song is always the fruit of an authentic interior experience, the mysterious result of an intuition of something that is beyond what can be expressed in merely human logic. So when the Aztecs spoke about flower and song, it was to speak of the greatest and most beautiful thing that a person can conceive and experience. Poetry, philosophy, religion, mystic rapture, and in the end, an experience of the one God who is beyond our power to conceive, but who allows his presence and his heart to be perceived through flowers, and his goodness and beauty to be perceived through song. So by means of flower and song, the apparitions of Our Lady of Guadalupe announced to the entire Aztec world the good news that the age of redemption has arrived. The presence among them of Jesus Christ, the incarnation of God's love revealed to them by flowers, and the age of God's goodness revealed to them in song, all announced by a beautiful woman who was of their race, a mother who spoke their language. So the new age of redemption by the one God of goodness, really a present among us in the person of Jesus Christ, announced by flowers and song by a woman clothed with the sun to a humble, saintly Indian, Juan Diego Cuauhtlatoatzin, who was able to recognize the presence and love of his mother, who then obeyed her in everything she asked him to do.